When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, it's Ethan Skolnick for Five on the Floor on the Five Reasons Sports Network. From time to time, we give you content from our other contributors at the Five Reasons Sports Network. That includes Major Passins and Matt Hannafin. They do a regular podcast called The Force about the Sioux Falls Sky Force. This is their latest episode. Make sure you check it out weekly on the Five Reasons YouTube channel when it's not here on the feed. This episode is sponsored by Prize Picks. Make sure you use the code FIVE, F-I-V-E. Get that initial deposit matched up to $100. Even without the NBA, there's plenty to play, including USA basketball. So again, use the code FIVE, F-I-V-E, at prizepicks.com. And now, the latest episode of The Force.
Down to Biscay. Five on the floor, ride for my dogs. Where here's the thing, you can check the score. Hustle hard, couple scars, wearing bubble frogs. Just like Buckley said, you in trouble, y'all. Kept the floor playing, got an all band. Y'all seen the block, stop with one hand. And Pat, we trust, it's power, have the guts. We here to bring the heat, y'all can hang it up.
Welcome to Five on the Floor, a daily insider show on the Miami Heat and the NBA, featuring Ethan Skolnick, Greg Sylvander, and Alex Toledo, plus others from the Five Reasons Sports Network.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to yet another episode of The Force with Matt and Major. It is the usual culprits today with just me and Matt, and we're going to be talking about the Summer League and... We're going to keep it to the main summer league here, so not the first three games that they played. The big one, the one that everyone talks about, these past three games. So game one was against the Boston Celtics. It was 119 to 114 with the Miami Heat taking home the win like we usually do against the Celtics. Game two was against the Thunder, 102 to 73, an absolute dominant win by the Sky Force. Game three, which was today, and we were recording this on the 17th, was against Dallas, and it was 92-79. So far, the Miami Heat can't complain too much. Two dominant wins, one closer win, but 3-0. And, you know, wins are all that matters in the summer league, right? So can't complain, honestly, about overall. We'll talk about some players that stood out to us. So, Matt, who was the player that stood out to you the most across all three games?
Ooh, that's a good question, because there's a few guys who have stood out to me. I'll say, at least for this most recent one, since it's, you know, fresh in the mind a little bit, Khloe Ware, 24-10, 9-12 shooting from the floor, 6-9 from the free throw line. He had one steal. He had three blocks. I think it was one of his best all-around games that I saw him play, or that I've seen him play throughout the five or six games that he's played throughout the summer so far. He was rolling hard to the rim. Like he used his vertical ability. Like he caught a few lobs. There was one play where Larson, I don't know if he tried to shoot it and it got deflected or if it was a lob pass, but Ware was right there for the finish. So I'll just say it's a pass just to give Larson the benefit of the doubt there.
Yeah.
But like vertically, he looked really good. His touch around the rim looks really good. Like I still want to see him get stronger in his lower body, his core, because again, like there's certain times where he has been knocked off his spot this summer, and it's just like a lot of these guys are coming in, the NBA strength and conditioning is different than in college, and so he's still a little bit thin. He's 7 foot 230, 235. I don't know what the exact measurement is, but like eat a lot of PB&Js, getting that weight room with UD, with Alonzo Mourning, with Bam, with all these different guys, with Malik Allen, like just getting the weight room a little bit, getting strength and conditioning a little bit with him. But like the thing that I've liked about him, especially in today's game, but I've liked throughout this summer, was his motor. And like that was a big knock coming in. Like there was questions surrounding his motor. And at least throughout these 5-6 games that he's played in, his motor's been exactly where you want it to be. I mean, he looks engaged, like he's getting the proper touches, and he's taking advantage of those touches when he has them. So I guess he's the player today that stood out most to me. Isaiah Stevens is, I mean, we're gonna talk about him. I love Isaiah Stevens. I've been an Isaiah Stevens fan for years. He's been awesome. He had a really good game today, despite having more turnovers, as many turnovers as he had the entire summer heading into today. Larson looked better, even though he still hasn't been super efficient. Josh Christopher kind of went back down to earth, but that's just kind of the Josh Christopher experience sometimes. I still thought he had a really good game defensively today. Keyshawn Johnson only played 19 minutes because he rolled his ankle in the third, but he looked good whenever he was on the floor. So those are just a few standouts. I want to shout out Caleb Daniels, our guy, Caleb. Just the kind of energy. I mean, he only played 13 minutes today, 3 points, one rebound of 1-3 shooting. But, like, his energy throughout these games has been really impressive when he's come off the bench. Alondis Williams put former Heat Summer League legend A.J. Lawson through the rim today with one of the nastiest dunks that you'll see all summer.
That was crazy.
He had 9 points, 3 rebounds, 5 assists. I had no idea where – I don't know if he, like, saw LeBron James highlight or something before the game or whatever the case was, but he cocked that son of a gun back.
He cocked it
really far. Really far. Yeah. Really far. And, yeah, that's definitely one of the best dunks you'll see all summer, if not all year. So that was really cool. He was solid in 22 minutes. Like, there was a lot of guys who stood out, and this summer league team is a whole lot of fun to watch, and they have a lot of – really good, really intriguing players, not only for the big league team, the NBA team, but for the Skyforce in the future.
Yeah, I like how you preface. You mentioned a lot of names, and like talking about this team, it's really hard just to point out one guy. Where the number one draft pick for the Heat, he's going to get a lot of talking about, right? And he's been solid, but he has shown things he needs to work on. He does need to get a little bit stronger. Plenty of times he'll make a good move, but then he won't have the strength to finish it or kind of lose some balance. Or you can see he doesn't trust his, for lack of a better term, trust his strength, and he'll fade away when he doesn't have to. He needs to be able to go into players, you know, draw some contact. He had a pretty nice and one a couple days ago because he went into the contact. And I said this on our playback, so if y'all want to watch these games with us and the Miami Heat regular season games with Five Reasons Sports Network, find us on Watch Playback. We watch all the games live. Some of your favorites from Five Reasons are there. Greg, Brady, Alex, and Ethan also show up frequently and watch with us, and you can have a conversation and just talk Miami Heat basketball and Skyforce basketball as well. But we watch those live, and we talked about it. I said I would love to see UD work with Ware, because UD, he's not as quick as he once was, but man, that guy's physical. And that is what I think Ware needs the most, is that physicality. He has a lot of talent and he's learning how to put it together, but getting that physicality and getting a really hard cover like UD would be amazing for him. Ware, I think, shown improvement even in the summer league. First couple games, he was getting blocks, but he was jumping out of the gym on everything. It felt like Whiteside throwback. And Whiteside was great at getting blocks, but sometimes would compromise the defense trying to go for him. And so you'd see he had 8 blocks, but really he went for 20 of them. So he missed 12 and let up 5 offensive rebounds. That kind of what I was feeling like for Ware a little bit, but he's learned to stay on his feet in such a quick time, to be honest with you. He's not jumping for near as many. And yeah, he's not getting as many blocks. He's still getting blocks, but not as many. But it's actually really helping the defense there and helping the defensive glass as well. So I think that's a little thing to see. But man, these undrafted free agents, that's really the story. You expect Ware to be good. And he's been really good. He's probably been better than for sure I thought he would be, being honest with you. Larson, second round pick, has done everything great but shoot. But it's then again, it's only been a couple games, right? So everyone has a bad couple games shooting. If you look at his college career, he'll find ways to score. He'll figure that out. But his defense has been great. Thought his passing has been pretty good. He's just everywhere where he needs to be. So I'm not too concerned about that. Yeah, stats aren't jumping out the page, but it's more so about the process, right? And his process has been good, in my opinion. Just shots not falling. But Keshawn Johnson, man, that guy. I mean, like, me and Brady both say it constantly every game. Man, he looks like an NBA Miami Heat player. He is like starting small ball starting four Miami Heat player in a nutshell, because he's not super tall, but man, he looks like a linebacker out there. It is great. He is a huge body. His arms look like they're 14 feet long to me. I think he's just great. I feel like he's like a PJ Tucker mold of just on that hard nose defense. I mean, he had a defensive possession against the Thunder that was just 24 seconds, beautiful, perfect, one-on-one defense. He got switched onto another player, too, and just locked both of them down. It was absolutely incredible. Like, this guy is just showing out every single game. And it's not just on the defensive end. He's making his threes at a pretty decent clip, but he's rim running, which I love. He might be the most exciting player on the team. Just versus, you don't know what's going to happen. They throw him lobs, he jumps out of the gym. It's insane. I just love watching him play. That has been a very nice surprise.
Then Stevens as well, that you mentioned, and you said we'll talk about for sure. You can't talk about this team without talking about Stevens.
His point guard play has been phenomenal. And what do the Heat need? You know, we're going to talk a little bit about the Miami Heat, as well as the Skyforce. Both of them honestly could use good point guard play. We saw the Skyforce last year, they lost a point guard. Alondis kind of started playing some point guard, and they kind of did it by committee a little bit towards the end of the year. But this guy is a great facilitator. I mean, his assist to turnover ratio has been insane in summer league. He's playing good defense, and he is starting to shoot and score when needed to help that dynamic of the pick and rolls and pick and pops and all that stuff. So teams started figuring out how great of a passer he was and that he wasn't shooting as much, and he's kind of counteracted that. I mean, there's just not enough time to say about all these players, honestly. Some Skyforce guys, like you mentioned, Josh Christopher, went absolutely nuclear against the Thunder. They had like 20-plus points in the fourth quarter.
It was 20.
Yeah, it was crazy. And he even had a three taken away because of a Ware offensive foul as he was shooting it. I mean, we've been, if you've listened to the podcast before, you know what we think of Josh Christopher. He has the talent to be an NBA player. Is it going to be consistent? That's yet to be determined. As you said, he kind of fell back to reality a little bit with it in his shooting. But that's the Josh Christopher experience. If he's on, he's one of the best players in the world and can play with anyone. He can play on any NBA team. When he's not on, he has to find ways to contribute and kind of morph his game a little bit. And like you said, if he plays defense when his shots isn't falling and he finds ways to rack up assists and rebounds and do other things, that's kind of his path, right? He can be that guy that you might throw in, and he might hit 8 threes in a row like he did against the Skyforce. But if he's not doing that, he has to find ways to contribute. And then you have Alondis Williams, who, human highlight reel, did the college dunk contest. Don't think people realize that. They don't realize how good of a dunker and jumper he is. We do. We watch probably more of his game tape than most everyone else in the world. That man knows how to put on a show. I absolutely love Alondis in the open court. It is just beautiful to watch. That wasn't even open court, though. That was, hey, there's a man standing right there. I'm going to put you in a coffin. That was incredible. I've never seen him pull back a dunk that far. He pulled it back so far, he started leaning back. And I was like, this looks dangerous, but it was incredible. So it doesn't matter what game Alondis is having, he's going to find a way to get a highlight. That man loves highlights. And that's what he does. He's a great player. So kind of in closing, as we've kind of talked about a couple players real quick, I'm going to give you a tough question. Who do you think are going to finish with the two ways? Right now, it's Keshad, Pullen, and Drew Smith. And Drew Smith is injured. He's coming back, not quite healthy yet. So he hasn't had a chance to really show what he can do. Heat fans kind of know him from last year, and he's played with Skyforce previously. But I'm going to assume he's been working on his game, and it's improved a little bit. Do you think anyone else are going to take those two ways, or do you think it's going to stay those three? If you think it's going to stay those three, who is your guess that maybe throughout the season has the best chance?
So do you think what I want to happen, or what do you think I believe will happen?
Let's do a prediction, and then real quick, you can say what you would personally do.
Okay, so what my prediction is obviously Keshad Johnson, at least to start the season. I think he's the one guy on the two-way right now who will sign the prorated minimum at some point during the regular season, with January, February, whenever they can to stay under the second apron because of weird tax implications. They can't do it even for an undrafted rookie that they signed. And so I would say to start the season, I think Keshad's like the lock of the century. There's no conversation surrounding that. I think Isaiah Stevens will be a two-way. I've written about him deserving a two-way. I think he will be on a two-way. He's done, even though he's not lighting up the stat sheet in terms of the scoring department. He's the ultimate floor general. He's the ultimate point guard. And people don't realize at Colorado State, Isaiah Stevens averaged for his career 15.5 points a game. Like, he can go out and get a bucket when he wants to, but he also averaged around 5.5-6 assists, like low turnovers. He was one of the best passers I've ever seen in the Mountain West, and one of the best passers I think in the entire country. And he's shown that throughout Summer League. And so I think he'll get that second two-way spot. And then you're really choosing between three guys, between, at least in my head, Pullen, Drew Smith, and Josh Christopher. And where I think they lean, if I were to make a guess, it would be Drew Smith. What I would do is have Josh Christopher. And I don't hate Drew Smith. I'm not trying to trash on the guy. But I think, considering he's coming back from a serious knee injury and he was playing regular season minutes, like he was playing some minutes in the regular season last year, I think they're going to keep him on that two-way. But I think the rationale for me having Christopher on there is, okay, former first-round pick, has spent time. He's played NBA games with the Rockets. He spent time in Utah. He wants to be in Miami. Like, I think he wants to be in their system, barring none. And he's shown, at least from the defensive end of the floor, like, one of the most impressive things that I've seen from him is, like, he's impacting the game defensively a lot more than what I think we saw last year with Sioux Falls, and what we've seen from him throughout his NBA career. Like, he's got the athleticism. He's got the instincts. But, like, he is containing ball handlers 94 feet. He's being physical at the point of attack. He's staying in front of dudes, cutting off driving lanes. Like, he's stunting at the nail and impacting in that way off ball, and like getting in the passing. Like, he's doing everything necessary on the defensive end of the floor to make an impact. And so what I would do, because of not even just the offensive stuff, but like the defensive stuff too, I would put him on the two way because since Drew Smith's recovering from that knee injury, I don't think there's going to be any teams fighting themselves for Drew Smith. So, like, if you want to pick him up midseason, like after you convert Keshad, if he's still available or something like that, then you can grab him at that point to be on your two-way. And you could obviously, I don't know what the rules are around like rehabbing a guy in your system from an injury when he's not technically on your team or whatever the case is. Maybe they can do that. Maybe they can't. I'm not sure the specifics of that, but like, you can rehab him behind the scenes at the very minimum, hopefully, and then find a way to get him on a contract, whether it's a two-way contract or even just have him play for Sioux Falls for a little bit, while these other three guys are on two ways. Like, that's kind of where my line of thinking is. I'm still not sure. Like, I think this, I hate to say this, but I've been on record saying this. I still believe it with Swider and with Alondis. Like, I feel like them retracting those qualifying offers suggests that their future with the organization, like at least in terms of having a two-way contract, is bleak. Like, I don't believe they'll be on two ways, but I guess I wouldn't be surprised if a player like Alondis found a way to have that third two-way. But what I would do was I would have Christopher Stevens and then obviously Keshawn Johnson to start the season. And just for the viewers out there, the listeners, two ways don't count against the cap. So you can manipulate this at any single time without having a cap penalty on you. And so the Heat have done that plenty of times. They did it last year because they had Drew Smith and Jamari Bouye on two-way contracts at like the start of summer league, or at least around that time. And obviously things shifted around and they ended up having like RJ Hampton, Jamal Kane, so on and so forth. Like, and Cole Swider, he was on like the last two weeks. Like, they can shift this stuff around before the season starts in August and in September, so on. Like, that stuff will happen. So I think they'll do that again, but I think those three will be on two ways, Stevens, Keshawn, and Drew Smith. But what I would do would be have Drew Smith or have Christopher instead of Drew Smith, because I just think they like Drew Smith a lot. And I think Spo's shown that they like Drew, like he likes Drew Smith a lot. Like, I think it will, if they have him on a two way in this situation, they'll just start him in Sioux Falls and then have him just ramp up from there. Because again, he's still recovering from a serious knee injury, hasn't played much basketball. He's going to need the reps because he hasn't had it during the summer league. Like, yeah. I think that's kind of where my head's at, but I don't think they go with Christopher. I think they should. I don't think they will. Just gut feeling. That could change in 24 hours or whatever.
Hey, it's Ethan Skolnick for Five on the Floor on the Five Reasons Sports Network. These days, all of us are operating in an information technology space, and that is dangerous. And that's why I signed up for Incogni. You can find it at incogni.com. That's incogni.com/5floor. That's FiveFloor, name of this podcast. And you get 60% off an annual plan. Now, why should you do this? Because data brokers are out there creating shadow profiles on you that include a frightening amount of personal details. These insights are then used by scammers, total strangers, insurance companies, banks, businesses, and even the government. You want to avoid the identity theft, the increased costs, and all of the things that come with this. So you got to sign up for Incogni. They will go through the entire process with you and begin that data removal. So again, you can be safer in this online space. So check it out, incogni.com. Again, that's incogni.com/5floor, spelled out 5floor, and you get 60% off an annual plan.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy and Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you. I think Keshawn is an absolute lock of the century, and he will not be on a two-way all year. So really, you can predict four guys you want, because Keshawn's going to start there. I will bet money he's going to get signed to a standard deal once they can halfway through the year. That's just going to happen. That man from game one was like, he don't belong here. He belongs on the NBA. It's a standard NBA team with a standard deal, not even a two-way. You don't even have to learn anything else about him. And that was from game one, and he's just kept outdoing expectations. I would also go Stevens. Nothing against Poulin, but I don't think he's shown too much. I think he's shown enough that, like, you keep him in your system, keep him at Sioux Falls. Maybe he shows a little bit more. Once again, these are very small sample sizes. And so, who knows? The Heat might not care, like, really about these games and be like, well, we liked these guys before then. We're going to like them now, give them a little bit of time. But I think Stevens, if he's not with Miami, I think he would earn a two-way somewhere else as soon as he's eligible. So I think you got to lock up Stevens. Now on Drew Smith, I am one of the very few people that like Drew Smith. But like I prefaced earlier and you talked about, he is coming off a very serious knee injury. And no disrespect to him. Like I said, I'm actually a big fan of his. And I think he played pretty solid for the Heat. But no one's fighting to sign an injured Drew Smith. So you're not losing anything. If you like Drew Smith, like you said, put him in Sioux Falls. Let him work out with the Sky Force. He was really good when he played in the G League and for the Sky Force. So that would be great for our team, right? But you can ramp him up. And then once Kashad gets his deal, just put Drew Smith on a two-way then, right? You can change him out anytime you want with no penalties, especially the Heat. They do that all the time. So that would be my personal plan. And then I would, man, that last one. I don't think Swider, I was coming into this year saying I think Swider deserves another year on a two-way. I've kind of changed my thoughts on that. He is an incredible shooter. I think he will get a two-way somewhere else. I think someone is going to take a chance on that shooting. I mean, it's just incredible. Even in the G League and in Summer League, he has shown consistently he can be a great shooter. Something about when he goes to the NBA, though, it's just a little bit different. I think he needs a little bit more reps. The Heat can't give him those reps, to be honest with you. So if he goes to a team, let's say like the Wizards aren't supposed to do great, and clearly they let Jordan Poole do whatever he wants. So they
why you got to do that to Cole, man? Like, put him on the Wizards.
I'm saying that's a team that will just be happy if he throws up shots. If you ever watched a Wizards game, they let guys just shoot. So I think that'll be a team. He maybe finds his footing there and then finds out how to play a little bit better defense and move his feet without stumbling. He does that quite often. So then to me, it goes the last one, Christopher or Alondis. And Alondis is more consistent. Alondis also had some really big games. Alondis is a really good passer. But Christopher, just nuclear. He can do things that very few people can do. He can pass well also. Then you go to the defensive end. Who is a little bit better, right? Josh Christopher this summer league, been considerably better, in my opinion, on defense. Alondis has the tools. I've wrote about this before, and I've said this before. He can be a good defender, and he can be a good point of attack defender. But it's not always there. And I think maybe this might be a wake up and it might be there a little bit more so because he might be losing an opportunity. But Josh Christopher has shown the willingness to do that. But the most important thing, which game translates better to the NBA? The Heat aren't looking for a guy to dominate the ball, which Josh Christopher and Alondis both can do, and they do with the Sky Force. They're not looking for that, though. They're looking for someone to complement. And I'm going to say, I think because of the defensive consistency, we know the Heat really in Sky Force care about that, I'm leaning a little bit to Josh Christopher. I'm not going to be upset if either one of them get it. They both have tools. They both can do very similar things, just in a little bit different ways. They're both really athletic. Alondis is probably a little bit more athletic if you're just looking at pure athleticism. and jumping out of the gym. But I'm going to lean probably Josh Christopher. I think he has the easier game to morph to whenever, you know, someone goes down, to be able to play alongside. And you can rely on his defense a little bit more. And he's shown that with really good defense this summer league. Now, like I said, I would not be shocked if the season starts and then Alondis just locks in and he shows, man, I can be that dog on defense too. And then, you know, by all means, that man deserves a two-way because he is an exceptional basketball player. So I think we have the same three. And I mean, what's going to happen is Drew Smith's going to have that two-way. You don't sign an injured guy just to change it up.
Yeah.
Season. That doesn't make sense. So Drew Smith's going to have it. But I think it is interesting. We do have similar thoughts on this.
What's going to actually happen now that you and I have the same one is they're just going to keep the three two-ways that they have right now. Like Stevens, yeah. Like it's going to be Pullen, it's going to be Keyshot, it's going to be Drew Smith. And like they're just going to, you know, roll exactly into next season with these same two-ways now that you and I have agreed on it. I'm still interested, like, I, as you were talking, I was just in my head thinking, like, okay, Alondis last year, obviously there was a section of games in like January, February where he just completely went nuclear. He had that 55 point game, Sioux Falls record, like all that stuff. And I wonder if it's one of those things where it's like, yeah, even though they did retract those qualifying offers, like, I don't know. Maybe there's like a change of mind at some point where they're just like, you know what, we had this guy on a two-way last year. He earned it. Let's give him the benefit of the doubt again. He's been in our system for now entering his second full season. Like, I was just in my head wondering if like that's their thought process at all, because I don't know what they're thinking. I could think I know what they're thinking, but I don't. I really don't. And so I am worried that, like, I Pullen is interesting to me too, because like it speaks to your point about them liking this guy. And even though like he only got 9 minutes today, 2 points, two assists, two rebounds, like he's been a guy to me that I've seen throughout this summer, where the game just looks a little too quick for him right now. And like I think he's trying too much to force the issue. He was more methodical when he was at Florida. And so but at the same time, like last year at this time, we were like, okay, Jamal Kane, like at least for like, we were having this conversation, not with the two-way spot, but with like the standard spot, like Jamal Kane. And it went to Drew Smith, who not saying he had a similar summer league experience to Zion Pullen, but like they just saw something in him that we didn't see, but not everyone saw or not everyone felt. And it wasn't the same with Jamal Kane, like after that. But like Jamal Kane obviously was on the two-way. He's now on a two-way with New Orleans. He's not no longer with the organization. But like just because we see something, I'm saying we, not you and I, but like we, like the public, the Heat fans, that doesn't mean the organization feels the same way. So like I wouldn't be surprised if it was the same three two-ways. I wouldn't be surprised if Drew Smith got it over maybe Josh Christopher or Alondis Williams or Cole Swider or even like Isaiah Stevens. Like I wouldn't be surprised, even though, again, I look at it right now and feel like I think there should be a change. I wouldn't be surprised if it's not the change that we want nor expect, because the Miami Heat, they obviously view things a little bit differently than all of us sometimes when it comes to certain things. And so, I mean, also, this is also assuming that this roster stays the same. I'm not out here going to be, I'm not going to say that like Tyler Hero is going to get traded next week or something, but like.
So with that, we do want to let you know that the next Skyforce game is going to be against the Toronto Raptors. So with that, we want to let you know that the next Miami Heat Summer League game is going to be against the Toronto Raptors at 9 p.m. Eastern on Friday. And once again, like I said, you can watch us on Watch Playback and discuss the game with us live and see our thoughts, your favorites from Five Reasons Sports will be there. So thank you all for listening. Thank you all for listening once again. And let's go Heat. Let's go Skyforce.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.